Good afternoon, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart, along with Randy Cunnan and Megan Turnquist. We start this broadcast with Crop Watch, presented by O'Toole Seed, Ag Country, Farm Credit Services, and Crary Industries. N7 LLC Ag Sales Manager Spencer Wagner says field work varies across North Dakota.
Starting in the western, southwestern part of the state, that I would say is in the best shape. And as you move east and north, you start to find some wet pockets of ground that is taking a while for people to get into. There seems to be a lot of people still having a hard time getting in due to how wet we froze up last fall. My family included, that farms in central North Dakota, they're just taking a little longer than people expected to get back into the fields.
With very little fall field work done in 2019, Wagner says fertilizer demand has been steady.
We haven't had the breakneck speed we've seen in some springs, just because there is, even in the southwest part of the state, pockets that are too wet to go onto ground. They may be opening up here this week, depending on how that rain that's forecasted tonight, tomorrow, goes through, if it amounts to anything or not.
Bayer Crop Science Field Sales Rep David McGlynn says the crop is slowly going in the ground around that Stephen Argyle area in northwestern Minnesota.
Probably the last week of April, guys got in on some old sugar beet ground, a little drier. It's hard to imagine it can be drier than what we experienced last year, but the sugar beet ground does dry out first, so a lot of guys have been getting some spring wheat in on their old sugar beet ground, and some old wheat stubble. Guys are fortunate enough to get some sugar beets in the ground, which is great.
McGlynn says there is still a fair amount of unharvested crop that farmers are dealing with.
So there's some sugar beets out in the prairie, if you will, but along the Red River, there's a fair amount of soybeans and crop that didn't get harvested that way. Seen some guys, they're starting to do some vertical tillage in the old sugar beet ground and trying to maybe poke in some soybeans in between the rows, or some guys are planting spring wheat in those acres.
Farmers have made very good planting progress near the Morris, Minnesota area. Donnelly Co-op manager Bob Berner says corn planting is about wrapped up.
A good number of acres of the beans are done. And we've got sprayers going, doing either pre-emerge, and pretty soon we'll be starting row crop spraying. But it's been a fantastic 18, 19, 20 days continuously. I think we lost maybe one day because of rain.
Berner says this has been one of the better springs he's seen in the Donnelly area.
We were so wet last fall that we didn't get very many acres of fertilizer put on, anhydrous ammonia or P and K even. It was a disastrous fall for us. We handled the spring just unbelievably. We had the spreaders and the tender trucks running like crazy at 15 hours a day. And as the orders came in, we were able to get the acres done and get ready for the next day. And it's been one of the smoothest springs that I've been through since I've been here in 17 years.
And that completes the Crop Watch segment, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, O'Toole Seed, and Crary Industries. USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate, or WASD, report out this morning projects U.S. new crop corn production at a record 16 billion bushels on a yield of 178.5 bushels per acre. USDA says corn usage expected to rise 245 million bushels to 6.6 billion bushels, bringing the 2020-2021 domestic ending stocks to 3.3 billion bushels. The soybean production outlook for 2020-2021 is projected to be 4.12 billion bushels. That's 568 million bushels more than the 2019-2020 crop. U.S. ending stocks are expected to decline modestly with rising use. U.S. wheat production expected to be 1.86 billion bushels
bushels, down 3% from last year, with lower yields offsetting the higher acreage.
USDA expects record world 2020-2021 corn production and usage, as well as larger ending stocks. Ending stocks are expected to be 339.6 million metric tons. Global soybean production is expected to be up to 26.6 million tons to 362.8 million, with Brazil's crop rising 7 million tons to a record 131 million tons. Argentina's soybean crop is expected to be up 2.5 million tons to 53.5 million tons.
Martinson Ag Risk Management President Randy Martinson says there were mixed market reactions as a result of today's crop production report. Particularly, the wheat numbers were a surprise, which sent those markets into negative territory.
And everybody's kind of overlooking the wheat numbers, thinking they wouldn't be so bad. They're actually the ones that came in and I think surprised us more than anything, and that's kind of showing up with the wheat market struggling here as corn and soybeans are actually holding on fairly decent. When you look at wheat for 2019, we saw no production changes at all in any of the classes. As far as all wheat is concerned, for demand, food demand was increased by 7 million bushels, which has been kind of a little bit what we've been seeing with the increase in bread and flour. Exports were cut by 15 million bushels. That put an increase in ending stocks for 2019 by 8 million bushels.
There was an increase in old crop EU wheat production.
Everybody was expecting a little bit of a trimming, but they increased that. They left Russia's unchanged, and that also was a little bit of a surprise. In the end, what we did see for world ending stocks, corn stocks for old crop for 2019 came in a little higher than anticipated, as did soybeans and as did wheat. For 2020, we did see quite a bit of increase for corn stocks, a little lower for soybeans. That's a little bit friendly on the soybean side. And again, we came in about, it looks like 18 million metric ton higher in the wheat sides.
This is the Red River Farm Network.
Farm news here on the Red River Farm Network. Brazil's crop supply agency, CONAB, issued their May crop production report today, pegging Brazil's 2020 soybean crop at a record 120.3 million metric tons. That compares to 115 million tons last year and the previous record of 119.3 million tons in 2018. The soybean production estimate is down from the April estimate of 122 million tons. Brazil's corn crop is also expected to be record large at 102.3 million tons. That's up from the previous record of 100.4 million tons last year and up from the April forecast of 101.9 million tons.
Prices are low in most sectors of agriculture right now. Ag Country Farm Credit Services CEO Mark Nisley says government payments have been helpful to get farmers through tough times.
You know, we've been pretty fortunate in that yields have kind of bailed us out. Yields and the market facilitation payments have been a huge help for our producers the last year, 18 months. But, we haven't really had that ability to have that kind of yield to market at this point. And so that's going to carry in. And
Nisley says there's some unharvested corn from 2019 across North Dakota, and there may be a fair amount of prevent plant acres this year. Crop concerns may also line up into 2021.
Not having a crop to sell from 19 for the most part, and having all these lower commodity prices that have been influenced by the reduction in ethanol demand and the reduction in livestock usage of both the products and the byproducts. So we're seeing plenty of headwind in agriculture right now.
Nisley was part of a webinar on the farm economy this morning, hosted by the Fargo-Moorhead Chamber of Commerce.
According to a roll call report, the House may vote Friday on a Democrat proposal to provide more coronavirus relief. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told reporters the bill would be ready this afternoon, and members may meet on Friday. Increased food assistance is expected in this proposal.
The biofuels industry has sent a letter to congressional leaders seeking COVID-19 relief. This letter was signed by 11 groups, including Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, the National Corn Growers Association, American Soybean Association, and Ethanol Trade Associations. More than 130 biofuel plants have partially or fully shut down, with fuel demand at a 50-year low.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is introducing a bill calling for a 50% negotiated cash trade in the cattle industry. Grassley says this will encourage price discovery for producers across the country.
I'm proud to lead the effort with Democratic Senator Tester of Montana, and will work with my colleagues in the Senate, and particularly those on the Senate Agriculture Committee, to make sure that this bill becomes law.
And Grassley says there is other legislation being considered to help livestock producers.
A bipartisan group of senators sent a letter to Senate leadership asking them to include the New Markets for State-Inspected Meat and Poultry Act in future COVID-19 relief efforts. The bill would allow meat and poultry products inspected by meat and poultry inspection programs to be sold across state lines. Right now, that meat is restricted for sale within the state of inspection. South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds and Maine Senator Angus King introduced the legislation in 2017 and in 2019. Again, the two lawmakers are asking for support of the bill, along with Minnesota Senator Tina Smith, North Dakota Senator Kevin Kramer, and others.
News stories about possible shortages may increase panic buying at the meat case. However, a study conducted by Data Central found nearly 80% of consumers have at least a one-week supply of meat on hand. Another 26% have enough meat to last 2 to 3 weeks. Chicken and ground beef were the two most popular items for consumers who plan to fill the freezer.
USDA is investing $3.3 million for broadband service in rural South Dakota. The grant helps SDN Communications fix wireless broadband in Pennington and Lawrence County, extending across 13 square miles, reaching 275 people and 14 businesses. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. The virtual South Dakota FFA convention begins today. South Dakota FFA Foundation Executive Director Jerry Eide says FFA supporters are getting creative in connecting with members this week.
We are continuing to have a Kerr Carnival and workshops, though. Usually those are hands-on, and industry gets the opportunity to visit one-on-one with students. And Kerr Carnival vendors have stepped up and created videos to share their messages with the FFA members. And our workshop presenters have set up Zoom meetings so they can interact. We're conducting workshops for them on leadership about the pork industry and about soils and its importance to agriculture. So thankful for our industry leaders willing to step up and be creative in this challenging time and say, we still want to connect with these young people and make a difference and help them.
ID says this is the first time the state convention has only been offered online.
So I'm from Gettysburg, and there's a past state FFA president who lived here for a number of years. He's passed away. But in 1940, he shares he was a state FFA president and the only state FFA president who didn't get to host a convention because it was canceled because of gas rationing during the war. So I think it was 40-41 he was a state president. So technically the state FFA, this one is happening just in a very virtual format, so it's history-making.
There are South Dakota FFA Convention Award sessions each day at noon and 3 p.m. Today, Proficiency Award winners are recognized along with American Degree recipients. General sessions begin at 7 p.m., and a link to the sessions can be found at rrfn.com. Coverage is presented by the South Dakota Farmers Union and the South Dakota Corn Council.
Taking a quick look at those markets this afternoon before we leave you. July Minneapolis wheat up a half at 519 and a quarter. July Chicago wheat down 1.5 at 516. July Kansas City wheat down 5.5. July corn up 4.75 at 323 and a quarter. December corn up 2 at 336 and 3/4. July beans down 1 at 854. November beans up 3/4 at 859 and a quarter. Livestock markets all trading higher at midday today. Thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of your day. This is the Red River Farm Network.